What have you liked in these first two games? What have you not liked for your defense so far?
Well, a lot of things I like. Number one is working hard. The guys, we always want to talk about coaching effort first. So they're giving everything they have. They're really learning how to do the things that the good defenses do. Stop the run, stay on top, sustain, you know, the passion throughout the game, and just make it hard on offenses. So they're learning, and I really liked the direction we're going.
When you first got here, did you envision Seymour having a starting role with all the time missed? How far away is he from that role?
Well, I didn't really have a vision. I just know coming in, we wanted to make it very competitive. Competition is a theme of the program, of winning programs. It really brings the best out of people. It really shows you exactly who people are. So it's a matter of competition. So whether it's CO or Malcolm Smith or anybody on D-line, it's all about competition. And the best players usually come to the top.
Speaking of Malcolm Smith, tell us what you like about him.
Excuse me?
What do you like about Malcolm Smith?
Well, I've been knowing Malcolm for a long time. I recruited him in high school when he was a running back. So we've been together for a while. He's really smart. Econ major in college at USC, knows the game. If you can tell, he's a guy that's always around the ball, has a rabbit's foot in his pocket. Good things always happen to him. You want players on your team that are smart, hardworking, and have good luck. Good things happen. So Malcolm is he's the type of guy that that you want on your squad.
Has competition brought the most out of CO, do you think?
Yes, competition brings the most out of everyone, you know, CO in particular. But I tell you, it's a matter of going out there, competing, learning, getting better, and then once it's all said and done, to see what you have. But, again, competition for everybody.
Do you think your relationship with Malcolm over the years has really helped him learn this system and progress here?
You have to ask Malcolm that, you know. Different players have different ideas about the player-coach relationship, but I like to think that that we've been a good team over the years.
How do you feel like Malcolm Edwards has a threat?
Pardon?
How do you feel like Malcolm Edwards has a threat? Looked like he made a nice jump from game one to game two.
I think that he's done a fine job. I think if you watch him on film, you watch him in college, you watch the effort, the attitude, the playmaking. You can always tell good players when they're around the ball a lot, when they're making plays. The ball is tackled or sacked or intercepted, and you see the same number keep showing up again around the ball. That's a sign of a good player, and that's a sign that you want to see. Now, when you don't see him show up in the frame, that's a problem.
Coach, you look at that last week up in Napa. You really started to lock down the run game in practice, and that seems to have translated in the first two preseason games. Dan Williams, in particular, seems to be holding down a point of attack. How's the rush defense coming up?
Well, you know, they all work together. Run, we like to stop them on first down, put them in obvious pass situations, and then the pass rush shows up. And I think it's all a process. That's the great thing about preseason, great thing about practice. You have all this time to try to build, and you don't want to peak too soon. Obviously, you want to have a first game, everything look great, but that's what practice is for. That's what coaching is for. That's what competition is for. So it's a process, and I think our direction is sound. When I compare it to the championship teams I've been on, I like the comparison. I really like the direction we're going.
Are you still okay with the young corners, or a little bit of concern maybe starting to grow a little bit?
Well, it's all good until you see them catch the ball deep. You know, one of our main objectives is stay on top, no deep balls. If you don't see them catching deep balls, then we're good. So it doesn't matter whether they're young or old. Can they play the technique, and can they stop the deep ball? That's what it comes down to. The age doesn't matter. Do they understand the technique, and do they make plays?
Do you have a history with Taylor Mays? Can you talk about bringing him in and what he might bring to, and how he might fit into your scheme?
Well, I mean, you know, it's only been 2 days. First day is always just kind of introduction to that day, so it's kind of soon to tell. Again, it comes down to competition. If Taylor wants to be competitive, if he wants to work, if he wants to strain, if he wants to have passion, if he wants to make plays, then this is the place for him. If not, then it's not the place for him.
What are your thoughts on going against the Arizona Cardinals Sunday night and their offense?
Well, it's about us. And I'm worried about how we play, worried about how we practice, worried about how we stop the run, how we our pass rush is, and our third down percentage, and our catching the ball and getting the ball and turning it over. So it's not about what Arizona's doing. It's about what the Oakland Raiders are doing.
Mayawa's a guy you have some familiarity with.
Who?
Mayawa Benson.
Okay.
What do you like about him? I think like he's playing pretty well this preseason.
Benson's fantastic. I've tried him out at Sam linebacker. He's played defensive end, Leo position. He's all over our special teams. He's very versatile. He's the type of player that has the flexibility to play different positions. When you have a guy like that, you have a pretty good team.